This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello, how are you? I am Mbuku. I'm sitting in for Kevin Jackson. Good to be with you today. I am so happy. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That wasn't my best African accent, but I assure you that my roots are firmly planted in Africa. Yes, they are. Listen, if you like what you hear, let somebody know. Don't keep me all to yourself. Don't be all selfish and self-indulgent like these leftists. Spread the word. Yeah. Anyway, glad you guys are here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Hey, I don't know if you heard this, but Oprah Winfrey is not treated like an ordinary black person. Shh, I know. But don't tell anybody. I don't want to get in trouble. I do not. Don't look at me like that. My producers are like, Kevin, you're about to get in trouble. You're about to cross the line. I know what you're. I know why you have that look in your eye. You're fearful too. Listen. If I don't tell these white folks what's going on, who's going to do it? You? No. So listen, here's the thing. Be careful out there. Oprah Winfrey, as it turns out, she was in a harrowing situation. Yeah. Apparently, Oprah found herself in the danger zone. I went to the danger zone. Yeah, she was where Kenny Loggins sings about. Cougar in the airplane, Maverick on the tarmac, Lord. I don't know the words of the song, but you know what I'm talking about. Top Gun. Oprah was in the danger zone when a glass shattered in a scrum. You know what a scrum is? That's rugby talk. People were battling it out. And Oprah found herself in the middle of this. I know, Oprah Winfrey. And here, the cops, it wasn't like cops were out hunting black people, no. And it wasn't the KKK, no. Apparently it was just people that like Oprah. But a fight breaks out right around her. And her security jumps in like freaking Supermans. Can you say, is it Supermans or Supermen? Anyway, y'all think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. It was on TMZ. You got to see the video. Oprah Winfrey's in the, like, just there, and she's like, whoa! Like, oh my gosh. It just breaks out. Boom. And Oprah, you think I'm joking. Oprah security jumped into this melee, this scrum, so fast that I thought she was the president. I don't believe the Secret Service would have jumped in faster than Oprah security. Now, why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing this up because you don't have security, do you? I don't want to speculate because I do have a rather well-heeled audience. Lord knows what. How much money did we get in donations last month? $37.50? $38? You rounding up or is it? So I know you guys are well-heeled. I know you're worth a lot of money. Because you're certainly not spending it on my movie. BleedingBlueMovie.com is where you can go to see the trailer for that. But yeah, Oprah's security, jump in. Oprah, I'm telling you, man, her security don't play. And it was funny. If you watch the video, they swoop in. It's like, you ever seen those undercover, the movies where the guys are undercover and the guy looks like he's reading a magazine, the other one's sitting at the park bench with the, you know, with the baby basket, the girl, and then something happens, eight people just, that's what it looked like. Swarmed in. Now, I remember, and I was talking with Sean Hannity, and they were talking about, you know, Sean had to have security at one point, and Glenn Beck at one point had security. And my play parents, Mary and Frank, were like, son, be careful out there. Are we going to have to get you security? I mean, they're a wealthy couple. And they're like, and I'm thinking, for how long? Now, I told them, I said, Mom, look, I don't need security. I don't need security. But I'm telling you, I don't know what was going on with Oprah. I don't know why the fight broke out. They don't get into that. It's like if you watch a lot of these videos that we play sometimes with these crazy people getting mad at a McDonald's. Or we saw one, it was like a party, and I think there were two parties going on, and somebody made one comment wrong, like, ooh, is that your real hair, or whatever, and whoop, chairs get to flying, and ooh, it's crazy. Crazy stuff. We live in a mad world. O was apparently Oprah, that is, I use her, you can just use her initial, O. O was leaving CBS in New York City. It looked like she was getting ready to greet some fans when suddenly a fight breaks out 7 feet away from her. Yeah. Didn't really do anything until a fan got hit with some glass. They heard the glass break and psh, they said panic ensued on Oprah's face. You see the video, you'll see what I'm talking about. Suddenly, Oprah jumped up and disappeared like they said in Shawshank, like a fart in the wind. I mean, that big girl was moving. Thankfully, she's on Weight Watchers. Is it paying off? What do you think? I mean, I know you're a millennial, but you can still give an opinion. It's not going to scar you. God, when you ask young people a question they don't want to ask, if you say to me, Kevin, what do you think about Oprah? I'd say, well, she's losing weight. I mean, it appears she's losing weight. You know, the camera angles and stuff, maybe it's that, but it appears she's losing weight. Maybe Weight Watchers is doing well. Now, see, that's an answer that a man would give. Millennial? Don't be afraid. Y'all are too cream puffy over there. I don't like cream puffy. I want you to, you need to answer the question when I ask. I don't want to treat you like my 10-year-old, but I will. Actually, I ain't going to say it, but you know what I'm thinking. Anyway, we got a lot to talk to you guys about today. Refugees. So here's what I'd like you to do one day, audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Make a list. Make a list. Taxes, foreign policy. Break foreign policy into Iran, Iraq, North Korea, Fallujah, Afghanistan. Don't make me give you a geography test. And then come domestic. Jobs, the stock market, price of gold, whatever. Make a list, and after you have that list, I promise you, we will recycle that list over and over, and it'll be fresh stories. Democrats, stupid stuff Nancy Pelosi says, stupid stuff Democrats do, stupid stuff Hillary Clinton said, where's Barack Obama? You know, I mean, you do it, we got it. We got all the segments here, because leftism is crazy. It's cray-cray. It's like Glenn Close in that show. What was that show? Fatal Attraction? I'm not going to be ignored. Yeah, that's what leftism is, and we explain it. So don't act like you're not getting your money's worth up in here. Anyway, folks, I'm glad you're with me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You're from Eritrea, so this name is the man who just crossed over there. Yeah. You're just coming by yourself, hey? Yeah. How long have you been in America for?
4 months.
4 months?
Yeah.
Why don't you want to stay here anymore?
Actually, I want to go to Canada.
Why do you want to go to Canada?
Because I want to go to Canada, that's all.
What's there for you?
I just want to go to Canada, that's all. I can't see anything else.
So, do you have any wife or children?
No.
No? Why did you leave Eritrea?
I was not born there.
Where were you born?
Born in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, that's why.
In Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
So, where you came from Eritrea to America?
From Riyadh, Saudi Arabia to America.
So, you went from Saudi Arabia to America?
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't you want to stay in America?
I don't like to stay in America, but I want to go to Canada. That's all.
Are you here legally in America?
Yeah, I'm legally.
Okay. How did you hear about Canada?
I don't really know about Canada,
no?
But actually, I just want to go there. That's all.
You're gonna go slow down.
I can't see.
Okay, thank you. So we're driving down the road, and we just see another refugee who's been dropped off over here. He's lost. He can't figure out where he's going. This whole thing is so weird to me. Okay, so he's walking to illegally cross the border right now. Says he's from Eritrea, then changes his story to Saudi Arabia. And that's it. These are his last few steps in America before he's going to be inevitably treated the exact same way as every other counterfeit con artist fake refugee has been. And that is, he's going to get to the border, he's going to nonchalantly just cross over, where the RCMP will then probably take his bags and help him break our law, American law, international law, every sort of agreement we have, including the Safe Third Country Agreement.
Welcome back. It's funny to listen to these things because you know these people are lying. And we've got incompetent bureaucrats, just paper pushers. That's how they determine who's going to get in. Now, this girl, her name is Faith Goldie. She's, you know, watching these refugees go through the New York corridor, sneaking into Canada. Because Canada, between the United States border and Canada, nobody cares. It's like, oh, okay, now Mexico and the U.S., we got to care. But we don't care. So we have these refugees sneaking out of the United States into there, which, I mean, quite frankly, sorry, Canada. You know, I'm not going to be mad at she's like, why are you leaving? And who knows why this guy's leaving? He's probably going to fight somewhere. Even though I will admit the Eritreans aren't exactly the people that go join all these different ISIS groups and what have you, but you never know. Maybe, this is my bet, he heard that the Canadian system will give him more, which would be hard to believe. He's leaving New York. Now, all the dude's got to do is go back down to Massachusetts, and he could be a mogul. He could be big pimping like Jay-Z. But that just amazes me. So, I don't know if we talked about this before, but they were talking about in Sweden, 50% of those seeking asylum use fake data, and I think we did talk about this. 50% of them use fake data, and they use it so they can get more benefits. So they'll have three profiles. One that says, I'm here, and here's some information that'll get me into the country. The second one is a fake profile that says, I'm a business person, and I want whatever benefits come from that. And the third one is one that'll get them on public assistance. And some have more. How many... Just ask yourself this question. How many fake, you know, people that are taking advantage of welfare in America do you think there are? You think it's only us, or you think it's like some new thing that people, oh, we've learned how to fake, you know, getting on welfare. It is an entire system around the world. There are people who can tell you how to beat the system. They'll act dumb when it comes to, you know, talking to a cop. Or ask somebody asking you, where were you born? Well, I'm an Eritrean. Well, where were you? Why'd you leave Eritrea? I live Saudi Arabia. I was born in Saudi Arabia. Oh, why were you born in Saudi Arabia? Where'd you come from? I came from Saudi Arabia. So you didn't come from Eritrea. You're Saudi Arabian and you come from Saudi Arabia, even though you look Eritrean. Okay. I get it. So they can't answer soups, you know, basic questions like, what's your date of birth? Why are you here? Are you legal? Whatever. But you ask them how to thwart the system, and these suckers become Einstein.
Well, first of all, you got to get your form HRC 31B. And once you have that, make sure you fill it out in triplicate. Then you want to make sure that you get subsection D, because that's going to qualify you for more benefits. And if that wasn't enough, you're sitting there going, hold on a minute, let me get a pencil. Can I record this? They know it cold, man. I'm talking about the people that you're like, oh, this poor thing, this girl is dumb. Nope. When it comes to getting over on you, they have PhDs in that stuff. 30 to 50% of these asylum seekers faking it in Sweden. How many of you think of faking it here in America? I told you, I had a neighbor, his sister came over, ready to give birth. I saw this girl, he was a Nigerian dude, played football for Oklahoma. And his sister comes, and he introduces me to her, you know, like Mfume or whatever, and I'm like, hey, how you doing, what's up? And I was like, God, girl, when are you due to deliver?
She said, any day. And I went, wow. I said, normally they don't let you guys let people fly when they're that pregnant. She was like, no, I came here to have my baby. I want him to be an American citizen or whatever. She's talking. And I'm like, what? And I mean, I'm 23, 24 years old, maybe 25 at the time. And I'm like, wow, okay, well, cool. I mean, no politics. It registered with me, you know, because I was thinking, said no woman, said no American woman ever. In other words, do you know, ever heard of an American woman going, yeah, I'm going to get on a plane and I'm going to go to Lagos, Nigeria, so I can drop my baby and have Nigerian citizenship? Heck no. Women don't even want their own kids. Nigerian women don't want their kids to have Nigerian citizenship. What's it going to get them? Unbelievable. So, and it's not just Nigerians. All over the world, they come here. Chinese people got the, they had a Chinese, they had a whole apartment complex. They might as well had opened up a Chinese restaurant and put in a casino. That place was loaded. And these Chinese women paid a fortune. They paid a fortune to be there, man. It was crazy. I mean, it was thousands of dollars that they paid so they could have their babies in America. Chinese people. This was in California, where they catered to the Mexicans. I bet if the Californians knew they were doing this with the Chinese, they would probably raise, well, why are you doing this with the Chinese? They got an advantage. Their kids are smarter than ours. Get them out of here. Oh, man, I was going to go into refugee payments, but we'll have to do that in the next segment. Oh, we'll have to do it soon. I don't know when we'll do it, but we'll do it. We'll do it today. How about that? I'll make sure we do it today because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. In fact, immigration. Donald Trump can't crack down on high-tech immigration. Poor life. What you going to do with H-1B visas? Well, he just proved what he would do with them. He showed you, didn't he? Yeah, what you got now, Moses? Yeah, what you got now?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you are with me, that you're hanging in with the program. As I mentioned, and I'm going to be doing this for quite a while until we figure out where we are in the markets, but if you get a chance, give us a call, 844-551-8255. We would love to hear from you where you're hearing the show, what time it's on, what market you're in. Hi, I'm Kev. I'm not Kev. I'm Susan. And I'm from Oregon. We get you at KYKN or whatever you're on at this time, whatever you want to tell us. Because believe it or not, we, number one, we don't ask like, hey, radio guys, because we're with Genesis Communications Network now, tell us what stations we're on. We don't, people don't, I guess they don't do that. Maybe you should, we should just ask. But we don't ask. Because honestly, I don't care in the sense that, I do care. I'm not going to lie and say that, but because we want to know what markets we're in, because I may be speaking there or something like that, or we can arrange something. We did this with KYKN, Salem, Gator put it together. It was a big success. I got to meet a lot of friends in Oregon. We had a great time. Great, great place we went to eat. We did two venues out there, and it was spectacular. So there's a potential to do that, to meet you guys, and I'd love to. So if you let me know what stations we're on, we may be able to get something like that set up. But then the other thing is just, we're going to be building our advertisers, and we want to know, you know, where we can say, yeah, we're reaching this market, that market, things like that. And I don't ask. I honestly, I'm too busy. Once I'm done doing this show, my brain is like mush for 30 minutes. My little boy gets home from school, and then he's like, dad, 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 dad. He sounds like a machine gun. And he mows me down with dad, right? So I'm exhausted when this kid gets my brain. Literally, I don't want to talk. I don't want to think. But do you think my day is over? Shoot. Take a couple hours. I spend it with him. We walk the dog. We go pooper scoop. We do a bunch of other things together. Hang out. Then I got to go back to work. I mean, I may be doing a hit on TV. Who knows? You know, you never know what I'm going to be doing. And then, of course, we got multiple companies that we're doing. We've got a movie coming out, bleedingbluemovie.com. Go check it out. We've launched a social media site. Did you hear what Facebook is? Facebook filming people, you know, committing heinous crimes. I mean, there were some other things Facebook is doing that's considered controversial right now with data. Did you know they tried to influence the elections in France? Facebook took down 25,000 groups who were associated with Le Pen, who's the person running Le Pen. Yeah, Le Pen. Running for essentially the conservative in France. Facebook shut down her social media people. The same way they're doing here in America to us. Now, how sorry is that? How that is Zuckerberg Whether he can play dumb. I didn't know my team did that. We're going to look into that. Same way he looked into conservatives being targeted on Facebook, right? So they're influencing elections. That's how powerful the guy's gotten. Let me ask you this. Are you sure Donald Trump's going to win in 2020? Are you sure? You think that we're going to have freedom of speech, freedom to move about the country? The only thing that could happen is if Donald Trump did something to Facebook to say to Zuckerberg, you're influencing elections, we're shutting you down. I'd love to see something like that, personally. I mean, not just because selfishly we've got TeaPartyCommunity.com, but Donald, if you're listening, you could. But no, because this guy's got way too much power. When you can start influencing what's happening in other countries from a cultural point of view, you can change the politics of that country. You can change what they see, what they hear, you name it, because you are the major news outlet, if you will, now in the country. No wonder China bans Facebook. It's horrible. And we've let them. We've let them get away with it. What else we got to talk about? We got a ton today. Seriously. I talked a little bit earlier about refugees. Should we go into that, or do you want to do H-1B-1 visas? I think we should do that at the same time, because I don't want to get things mixed up. Yeah, let's cover that in the same segment. Let's do this. Let's shift gears. So here's what we shift gears to. That book we talked about the other day, what was it called, Shellacking? No. About Hillary Clinton. Or, you know, it was her woes. Hillary's woes. Shattered, right? Shattered? Okay, shattered. So, when we were writing about this, one of my writers, it was titled New Book Reveals Obama Created Email Paranoia for Hillary Clinton in 2008. You heard me right. In 2008. So, Hillary's email woes blame the black man. That's what this new book seems to be doing when it comes to Hillary's email server woes. Now you're going, Kevin, how can she blame Obama for that? Well, I'm about to tell you. Hold your horses. Yeah. So here's what happened. After getting her big fish belly white buttocks kicked rather firmly for the first time, Hillary Clinton suspected that insiders had sold her out for Mr. Dreamy, a.k.a. Barack Obama. I call him baby black Jesus, but you call him what you want. Loser. So anyway, Hillary gets, and you got to remember the backdrop of this. Hillary, she was the queen, man. If you think Hillary Clinton was coronated pre-Trump to be president in 2016, you likely don't remember the run-up to 2008. The left ordained Hillary Clinton a foregone conclusion, and then came Mr. Exotic. Don't call me Barry. Don't call me Satoru. No, call me Barack Obama. And he threw Hussein in there just to make us mad, didn't he? Barack Obama. And it wasn't long before Crooked Hillary knew that the writing was on the wall. That an even less prepared, an even less smart, less worldly, actually worthless ingenue had usurped her, passed her, left her in the dust. And I'm telling you, I talked to people that said Hillary Clinton staffers were afraid at one point. It became so vitriolic that they were shutting down their campaign offices. When it was time for Barack Obama, black people turned on Hillary Clinton, and I'm talking they went totally jungle. They went thuggish on him. I know a dude who said, man, they threatened to burn down our campaign headquarters with us in it. And they told us, don't be here tonight. And that group took them serious, too. They certainly did. Anyway, I want to go into this story because there's this from the Daily Caller. They said Hillary went off the deep end when she lost Obama because she felt like people on the inside were messing with her. And here's what they write. Hillary Clinton's sneaky email server practices began earlier than previously believed, according to a damning new book about the two-time presidential candidate. And Shattered, Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign. I love that title, Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign. Who would have put that title there a year ago? A doomed campaign. If there were any doomed campaigns, it would have been, there's no Republican that could beat her.
I hate to rehash, but it amazes me now in retrospect how people are, oh, it was doomed. It was not going to, there's no way she could have won. Anyway, authors Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes write it that in 2008, after losing the Democratic nomination to Obama, then New York Senator Clinton instructed a trusted aide to access the campaign server and download the email messages sent and received by top staffers. I don't even know if that's legal, but she did it. The purpose of the project, they say, was to expose staffers who Clinton believed were disloyal to her during the campaign. That's what the Wall Street Journal wrote about it. They interviewed over 100 sources for this book. The spy campaign shows that Clinton, quote, possesses an almost Nixonian paranoia about treachery, and second, that her use of the private email server at the State Department was never the naive mistake she pretended it was. In fact, she didn't want anyone reading her emails the way she was reading those of her 2008 staffers. So even then, Hillary Clinton felt it was in her right to spy on her staffers, violate the privacy rights of others. Interestingly, the people Clinton couldn't trust were not members of the vast right-wing conspiracy, but instead the people who smiled in her face and then promptly backstabbed her. She ran again in 2016, as you guys know. This time they were assured nothing will stand in her way, and ironically, Clinton forgot two things. First, the people who hated her then still hated her now. I told people, there were campaigns, whisper campaigns, etc., about Hillary Clinton going on. But anyway, the second is the American people revolted against her, Obama, and leftism in general. So, shattered is really about Hillary's shattered dreams. Her shattered, singular dream to make history as America's first woman president, and what she was willing to do in order to make that happen. This is what they wrote about it. Shattered details the dysfunction that gripped the Clinton campaign. Her top campaign officials broke into competing factions, and they failed to take Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump seriously.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A controversial vote by a local university. The UC Davis Senate decides not to display the American flag during meetings.
This bill is about politics. This bill is about pushing politics on others, and that's why we opposed to it.
What other students and alumni think about the decision.
Tonight, a fight for the American flag. Good evening, and thank you for joining us. I'm Sherman Roget.
And I'm Tony Lopez. The UC Davis Student Senate will no longer fly the American flag in meetings. The decision was made during a meeting last night. CBS 13's Lamore Abrams is at the university getting answers on what sparked this controversial new vote. Lamore?
Well, it's not an outright ban on the American flag, but the decision makes it voluntary to fly the flag in student Senate meetings, and it's sparking outrage on campus. The American flag, our country's symbol of freedom, but to some at UC Davis,
It's a symbol too controversial to fly.
We don't have to have this show and demonstration of patriotism everywhere in our society.
Itamar Waxman is a student and student senate board member. Born in Israel, Waxman was recently naturalized, but he believes the American flag doesn't need to be in view at all times. So he passed a student senate law not to display the flag in senate meetings, stating in his bill, the concept of the United States of America and patriotism is different for every individual.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I heard this story and I was livid. I was livid. Some Israeli kid, he's a naturalized citizen of the United States recently. And the minute it happens, he doesn't want to fly the flag. How does that happen? Somebody explain to me, is that a conservative thing or is that a leftist thing? Because I'm going to tell you something. If I went to a country, let's just use Israel, and I wanted so badly to be a part of that, their culture, and I wanted to become a citizen, I can guarantee you I would not want to get rid of the symbol of their country. I would not mind that it was everywhere. What? Who are we? This is the I gotta tell you, there are things that make me chuckle a bit, and there are things that just outrage me. This was one that outraged me. And I can only imagine that it outrages you too. I could even see it if he weren't a citizen and he was upset because he's like, you know, I'm a student going to school here and I got on the Senate and I just feel like it's a, you know, I wouldn't give him a pass, but I could at least see it. A person who matriculates, becomes a citizen of this country, and the first thing he does is he fights the symbol of freedom. God. I'm almost speechless. But it's not one of those speechless, like, I don't know what to say. It's one of those where I'm so mad that if he were near me, I might hurt him. I can't imagine doing that. And we're talking about another college, university, whatever you want to call it, and he's talking about free speech, right? They want nothing that has tradition, nothing. And I ask you, why is it, I see young black kids don't put their hands over their heart. I was at one of the baseball games. I don't remember what it was. It wasn't opening day. I thought it was for a second. But I was at one of the Cards games, and they played the national anthem. I told this story a couple times. Black chick, she sits down. She's not even, and a white guy goes, you know, something like, won't even stand for the national anthem. And she's like, uh-huh, I won't. And she talked smack. She knew what she was doing. It wasn't like, I'm dealing with my kids. I'm not paying attention. I've seen that. But just blatant, I'm not standing. I don't believe in this country. I would love to kick every one of those suckers out of the country. That would be your sign to me. You don't want to be here. Show of patriotism everywhere. It's so horrible. They fly the flag. It's on buildings. It's people wear it. It's at car dealerships. I mean, that stupid flag that represents the only reason that Israel remains free. Naturalized citizen. Anyway, there's a second clip of this. I'm going to play it.
The flag, to a lot of people, represents capitalism and colonialism and the genocide of indigenous peoples. And this is why we, and many people on the Senate feel this way. Like, we don't want the flag in ASUCD meetings.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was some butch-looking white chick who, you know, 21, 22 years old. And she says, she's going to tell us what the flag represents. And she says, it's capitalism. It's colonialism. What's wrong with capitalism, first of all? I would say, do you shop? Where do your parents work? Do they work? Who employs them? What do you think capitalism is? These kids, they don't even know. Every time somebody wants to talk about capitalism, I'm mad right now. I'm trying to stay calm. I'm trying to stay calm. Because you know what? Capitalism runs the world. It is the only system of government that works. The only one. I mean, I'm glad we have a republic, but capitalism requires people to deal with each other, and to deal with each other, quite frankly, in a very, you know, friendly way. The doctor has to be as respectful to the mason or to the cobbler or to the blacksmith as he does to the lawyer. You can talk smack, you know, to the dude that, you know, I mean, I just going back to the frontier days. I mean, the guy that cleans your horse's stall, if you have him, you appreciate him. He's there every day. The doctor only shows up periodically. You're happy because you need him. But, man, you better hope that dude that's shoveling your horse's manure shows up to work. Capitalism. How do we let kids think of capitalism as a bad thing? I want to just go to bat and say capitalism is, you know, cool. I want to start marketing and talking about, when you talk about capitalism, I want to get you in the octagon. What do you mean? What's wrong with capitalism? I tell you what, where do you live? I live in an apartment. Okay, that guy's a capitalist. Whoever owns that building is a capitalist. Get out. Go to a tent city. What are you drinking? What are you eating? Unless you're growing your own vegetables and you live in a commune, you better shut up about capitalism. I'm sick of hearing these people. Did you hear it in my voice? It's starting to rise. So I can tell when I'm mad. Oh, I can. You can too. You can too. Then she says colonialism. We're colonializing. Let me tell you something. We don't force anybody anywhere in the world today to be like us. In fact, there is nowhere in the world like us. Even places where we occupy, they're not like us. They can't become like us. The only way to become like us is to be here. That's it. You can't understand the American way of life until you're here. People can tell you about it. You can theorize, but you don't understand. I'm telling you right now, you don't. I could tell you about oppressive China or Russia or Cuba and places like that, and you will have a very good idea about it. The American spirit, how we feel, you can't conceptualize. I'm talking about the other way around. If you only know what Cuba is about or Russia or Japan or whatever, you don't know what we're about. You can't possibly know. But I love her third point, this crazy dykey-looking girl. Genocide of indigenous people. That's what she accuses us of. How many places can we point at where they've killed millions of their own people and they talk about us committing genocide, America? These are their talking points. They hear this crap from some stupid professor and they go, well, my professor said, and that's it, man. They're off and running. They're off to the races. Genocide of indigenous people. Who have we killed? The only people when we kill is when we go to war. We're not going places and to get committing mass murder. We're stopping it. Assad just gassed his people. Look, I know there's a debate. Oh, did he really? Theoretically, he did. Saddam Hussein's killed thousands of people. Assad's killed thousands. Dictators kill people. That's what they do. They intimidate. As much as we may not like a president, we've never had a dictator. The closest thing we've had to it is Barack Obama. The left doesn't want to admit that, but it's true. And had we let a couple more election cycles go, this is what we'd be dealing with. But let me ask you, we got a more serious issue. We've got kids like this girl and this Israeli dude who's now an American citizen who have voices of dissent that don't need to be here. When you hear that kind of talk, we have to come at them so hard, they are afraid to say it. I can't even imagine. If I were at that college, I would be in their faces so hard. I'm telling you, they would be afraid. They would say, ooh, don't bring up politics around that guy. Not liberal politics. They got to be made to pay for their stupidity.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.